Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
History was made at the Laver Cup last night. Andrei Rublev and Stefanos Tsitsipas completed a clean sweep for Team Europe. Now just one win from victory as we enter the final day in Boston.
It's such a great city, and obviously there's so much history.
So many historical events have taken place there.
Kyrgios is a big Celtics fan. It's going to make it real special for him.
NBA is a massive part of my life and how I act. I modeled myself around some of these great champions.
We all know what the Patriots have done. An incredible sports town, especially as of late. They have dominated. I mean, the Red Sox finally broke their curse. The Bruins have been excellent.
Great hockey team. You know, they've challenged my favorite hockey team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, for many years.
A lot of pain for the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's been a lot of tough losses to Boston.
Unbelievable basketball played there. It's historic. I mean, the Celtics are one of the greatest franchises in the entire world.
I wouldn't be surprised if emotions hit me when I'm getting announced. To walk out into an environment like that after everything I've been through is pretty special.
And welcome to TC Live at the Laver Cup, our pregame show to get you ready for first ball on the final day at TD Garden in Boston. Team World will need a comeback like the Red Sox in 2004. They need to win every single match today to prevent Team Europe from winning the Laver Cup for the fourth straight time. The order of play begins with doubles. Riley Opelka and Denis Shapovalov must win to keep hope alive, and then Team World has the monumental task of taking down the numbers 2, 3, and 4 players in the world. I'm with the best two partners, Steve Weissman here, Chanda Rubin, Nick Monroe. There is a path to victory. It will not be easy. But what a performance, Chanda, yesterday from Team Europe, winning every match for the first time in Laver Cup history, up 11-1.
And it wasn't just that they won every match, but it was how they did it. There were some battles. It came down, you know, to match tie breaks in a number of these matches, and they have just stayed solid. We saw Medvedev, you know, really play better and better as the match went on, raising his level. That's been the tough part for Team World to get past. And they've played well. They've brought a lot of energy. They've had the crowd behind them, but it has been a tall order, and it will be even tougher today.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, the matches are going down to these 10-point tiebreakers that Team World just cannot seem to win. I mean, obviously, Medvedev won 4-0 yesterday, played some of the best tennis I think I've ever seen him play. He was definitely the best player in the world yesterday. So it's going to be a tough task for Team World.
We will have all the highlights coming up. A world of trouble for Team World right now. But if you are just joining us for the Laver Cup, here is a quick refresher to get you caught up.
Is named in honor of the greatest tennis player of the 20th century, Australia's Rod Rocket Laver. Tennis superstars from Europe team up to take on their counterparts from the rest of the world. Rivals become teammates. Each team is made up of 6 players. 3 of the 6 earn an invitation based on their ATP singles ranking, and the other 3 players are captain's picks. Matches are the best of 3 sets with ad scoring. In the event of split sets, the 3rd set will be a 10-point tiebreak. Matches are worth 1 point on day 1, 2 points on day 2, and 3 points on day 3. The first team to reach 13 points will be the winner. If it's tied after all 12 matches are played, a final decider match will determine the champion. So, it's time to choose a side. The best on the planet. Rivals last week, teammates this week. All vying for the greatest trophy in team tennis, the Laver Cup.
So to reiterate, every match worth 3 points today. If Team World wins all 4, they reach that magic number of 13. There will be no decider. Here's what happened on day 2 of the Laver Cup. Team Europe entered with a 3-1 lead. Nick Kyrgios loves this event, Chanda. He had never lost to Stefanos Tsitsipas in his career.
Yeah, but Tsitsipas has been playing such confident tennis this year, making big breakthroughs, and he came out ready. Tsitsipas not taking this match for granted because it has been a tough matchup. He was aggressive when he needed to be, taking over the net, playing in all areas of the court. He used the forehand beautifully throughout the match, getting in the position with great footwork. He was quick off the ball, moving Kyrgios around the court, and took that first set, and Tsitsipas was able to relax a little bit more. With Kyrgios serving big, it was not an easy task, but Tsitsipas able to come up with passing shots like that one. He won a high percentage of points on returns, especially on second serves, took advantage, got a couple of breaks over the course of the match, and in the end, just wore Kyrgios down, getting to shot after shot, and the forehand again on match point comes up big.
Kyrgios had some opportunities, but Stefanos saved all six break points he faced, won 82% of his first serve points. So another win for Team Europe. And then after losing the doubles on night one, Nick, Sasha Zverev reportedly said his team would not lose another point. The Olympic gold medalist backed up those big words against John Isner.
I mean, Zverev played some unbelievable tennis against John Isner. Isner served 22 aces, won 77% of his first serve percentage points. But Zverev was just too good, too quick off the ball, showing how fast he is there. He was able to change his return position on the Isner serve and get a few more returns in play, which helped him a lot, and then just get into points. But as you see here, this big T serve that he possesses and able to come to the net. But Isner obviously was not going to give up. When he plays for Team World, he absolutely brings everything that he's got. And you see that T serve from John Isner. No one's going to get that one with all that pace and spin behind it. But the number four player in the world, Zverev, showed why he is that. With great returns and then just some timely passing shots like that one. His team was fully behind him. And again, just changing the return position. You see how far back he was on that Isner second serve. That was the key to the end of this match. And then Zverev was just able to come up with the goods when he needed to and get the victory for Team Europe.
The crowd was so fired up after Isner took that second set. But in the match tiebreak, it goes to Zverev. A little revenge for losing to Isner in a match tiebreak 2 years ago here. The night session, it was the world number two, Daniil Medvedev, making his Laver Cup debut, and the Russian was absolutely ruthless.
Yeah, this was tight, neck and neck until this point in the first set at 4-all. Medvedev able to open things up, getting back so many returns with good depth and pace, and then attacking when he had the opportunities, was able to get the break of serve there and really completely relaxed, never looked back after taking the first set. He would break three more times in the second, but it was just difficult for Shapovalov to get the ball by Medvedev. He was aggressive. He was coming in a lot, especially in that first set, and it paid some dividends. But in the end, Medvedev started catching up to the rhythm and, of course, the speed and court coverage. That's not a fun sight if you're up at the net, seeing Medvedev barreling in at you. And in the end, just no mistake about it. Even one of the points falling down on match point. It was an impressive effort.
A bagel in the second. Medvedev talking to Jim Courier after.
You hadn't hit a ball until you got here. Since the U.S. Open, you completely put the racket down. Is that right? For what, 9 days?
Yeah, I played only one time on Monday this week, but just 30 minutes from the middle, so it doesn't count. And usually when it's like this, when I come after before the preseason, after the break, I honestly need like 2 weeks to start feeling okay, not even good. So here, I guess, yeah, I guess when you win a Grand Slam, it's a different feeling.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so, Daniil. All right, Captain John McEnroe paired John Isner with Nick Kyrgios. Team World trailing 9-1 heading into the nightcap dubs. Taking on Andre Rublev and Stefanos Tsitsipas, Nick.
Yeah, you felt like this was obviously a must-win for Team World with for Isner and Kyrgios, but they were down a break in that first set, was able to get it back, and Kyrgios, they brought some amazing energy in that first set to be able to get it. And then this point was insane. Isner was on top of the net, one that he could put away, but the court coverage from Tsitsipas just kept the point going. And you just see these guys, what athletes they are. Rublev able to come up, and then you see some quick hands here at the end of the point by Rublev to finish it off. And look at the energy. This was the chest bump team last night. Rublev and Tsitsipas were given the Brian chest bump throughout the entire match. And Rublev and Tsitsipas won 81% of their first serve points. But Rublev was just able to literally take over in this 10-point breaker. He was finishing balls to the net, hitting return winners. and Team Europe was able to come away with the W.
They caught up with Mark Pecci after.
You know, it took time to adjust. Me and Andre, I think it's the first time we're playing together. But definitely very glad with the quality of tennis we brought on the court at the second set and later. It was a thrilling match, and we just managed to close it in the best fashion with like a stellar performance and a super tiebreaker.
I don't know, I started to play really well and a super tiebreak. Both of us, we play unbelievable. I play some amazing forehand winners out of nowhere. I don't know how, but I guess it happens sometimes. So I'm really...
Seems to happen a lot in your career, to be fair. Forehand winners.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I'm really happy to be part of this team, and thank you so much for coming to watch, to support us.
So after that, 11-1 Team Europe heading into today. Team World in a precarious position, a tough predicament. Chanda, what are the chances Team World makes the comeback?
Well, first, that doubles match. They need the doubles match, and what are the chances of them getting through that? I think they've got a good chance. Not great with the way Rublev and Zverev have been playing. I think Rublev, he's been such a good doubles player with different partners. He's got that gold medal in mixed doubles as well. He's playing at a different level, and with that kind of pace and pop on the ball, also alongside Zverev, who's playing such confident tennis, a gold medalist as well. I think it's going to be a tough task, but that first doubles match, they've got to be aggressive, Team World. They've got to bring it on serve. Shapovalov's got to be solid on volleys. He was a little shaky in his first doubles match, so we'll see how they get off, if they get off to a good start.
I think they've got a chance. I think Opelka's going to be serving big. Shapo's going to play better in doubles than he had, because now he's got a singles match under his belt. So, again, I'm going to say that they've got a chance. I mean, it's not easy to beat Medvedev and Zverev if they have to in the singles, but I say you got a chance.
1 in 100, 1 in 1,000,000.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
We'll go 1 in 100. So there's a chance.
So you're
right?
Telling me there's a chance. Yes. Get Lloyd Christmas in the house. Team World, you've got a shot at it. It all starts with the doubles. Opelka, Shapovalov against Rublev and Zverev. Top of the hour. Day 3 of the Labor Cup. We'll get you there. Chanda, Nick, Steve back on TC Live. We're going to Indian Wells, one of the biggest tournaments of the year, back with a special fall edition. And for the very first time, Tennis Channel has you covered first fall all the way through the finals. The best of the ATP and WTA live from Indian Wells, California. Action starts on Wednesday, October 6th. We are getting close to tennis paradise. Over to Metz, France, and the sixth final this year between the top two seeds. Hubie Hurkacz 3-0 in ATP finals. Pablo Carreño Busta has won his last four. Nick, something had to give.
Yeah, Hubie had actually lost to Carreño Busta in Cincinnati earlier this year, but Hubie's coach Craig Boynton had come up with a good game plan. Just need to use his legs and be a bit more aggressive when he could be. And actually, Hubie was down a break in the first set, was able to get the break back, and then go up 6-2 in this breaker and finish it off. Always good to get that first set under your belt, especially in a final. Hubie had won Delray Beach in Miami earlier this year, so feels comfortable in a final, but always good to get that first set. Hubie was able to stay aggressive with the forehand, and then again, look to attack when he can. You see Carreño Busta pretty far behind that baseline, so coming forward was always going to be crucial. Hubie went up a break in this first set, got broken back, but was able to get back to 5-3 in the second, have match point, and finally finish it off with a pole. So what an amazing feeling for Hubie. That's 3 ATP titles this year, and he actually has the finals of doubles later tonight as well. But Hubie Hurkacz with another title in Metz.
Moves it past Casper Ruud for 8th spot in the race to Turin. The ladies are in Ostrava, Chanda. The best thing about this event, the name on the court has 3 exclamation points. So who would punctuate their week with a trophy? Maria Sakkari and Ash Kontaveit.
Yeah, this was a fantastic final. Both players in form, but it was Kontaveit who was more aggressive, got the early break in that first set, and that is an advantage in a final where both players are a little bit nervous, allows you to relax a little more and cultivate. She kept swinging. The forehand was huge. She hit a lot of winners off that side, 26 in total. Second set got a little trickier, and Sakkari, of course, Grand Slam semifinalist a couple of times this year. She wouldn't go away. But it was Kontaveit finally able, in the end, to get that all-important break to close it out. But again, her aggressive mindset, her positioning, using the forehand beautifully. She's already won a title this year, Kontaveit, and she would back it up with another one. And what a fantastic moment for her. Great fighting from Sakkari, who will move into the top 10, projected to make her break into that area next week. But it was all about Annette Kontaveit today, and a big moment for her, winning her second title in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, she's been balling out. Beat Bedosa, Bencic, Kvitova, then Sakkari. This is the biggest title of Annette Kontaveit's career. Kiss that trophy. She is a winner today. Coming up, top of the hour, we've got day three of the Laver Cup. Team World, they must win all four of these matches, but it starts with the double. So Pelka Shapovalov taking on Rublev and Zverev. We'll have it for you live right here on Tennis Channel. Celtics 2008, biggest comeback in a finals game against the Lakers. Can Opelka Shapovalov put Team World on that same track against Rublev and Zverev? Top of the hour, day three of the Laver Cup starts right here. We had a final in Nur-Sultan, Kazakhstan. Second ATP Tour final of the year between first-time finalists. Either James Duckworth on the left or Kwon Soon Woo would be the ninth first-time champion on tour this year, Nick.
Yeah, Kwon played amazing tennis. He was actually down three set points here in this first set breaker, being down 6-3. But again, he just kept fighting. He's there with his coach, Daniel Yu. They actually train in Florida with Daniel Yu and Todd Whittem. But he stayed so aggressive here with his forehand. You see him just looking to really dictate with that side, going inside out, inside in, and waiting for the right opportunity to come forward. And that was the key to him getting back into this first set. That's something they've been working on. He's always been solid as a rock, but just wanting him to be a bit more aggressive, especially on that forehand side. And you just felt like after he won this first set, that kind of broke the back of James Duckworth. And here in the second set, again, just really staying solid as a rock does Kwon. I mean, the guy just does not miss balls, and then able to stay aggressive off that forehand side. And you can just feel the energy from Kwon, and there's the victory, his first ATP title, and he will shoot up to now 57, and that'll be his career high singles ranking for Kwon.
The three seeds on the way to the title. We love the lettuce. Multivariety's got a little romaine in there, a little iceberg. All good for Kwon Soon Woo. Second South Korean man to win an ATP Tour title in the Open era. Congratulations to Kwon Soon Woo. Next week, we've got four tournaments here on Tennis Channel. In fact, Monday through Wednesday, we're going to have tennis probably 24 hours a day because of the locales. We're in Nur-Sultan, Sofia, Chicago, and San Diego, covered on Tennis Channel and TC Plus starting tonight, 1 a.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Pacific. Chad, I want to start with you. The ladies, the 500-level event in Chicago, you see those big names that are playing there. What are you looking forward to?
It's going to be a blockbuster week. Sloane Stephens, she has a tough first round against Tamara Zdencic, who got to the semifinals of Roland Garros. We've got Kim Clijsters, who also took a wild card. She's got a tough first round against Shea Souway. But, you know, it's going to be right out of the gate. I think some fantastic matches. Chicago, this will be the third event there this year, and they're ready. They've got a well-oiled machine there, and the players love going to that locale. They've been treated great, and you know, we're looking forward to some fantastic tennis.
Svitolina, Muguruza are the top seeds in Chicago. Nick, you're playing tomorrow, right now at least in San Diego. Yeah. You got a 250 event for the men there. What I mean, a lot of big names are there as well.
Yeah, San Diego would be a great event. This is a first-year license for them. So I'm really looking forward to Andy Murray and Nishikori. They'll be playing on Wednesday. And you also have seven players coming from the Laver Cup. You've got Rublev, Shapo, Felix, Ruud, Nori, Schwartzman, Harris. Sorry, I had to read them all off. That's seven players coming from the Laver Cup over to San Diego. So that'll be awesome to have those guys. But I'm really excited about the Korda-Paul matchup.
Yes.
That's going to be fun to watch. Korda kind of had some stomach issues at the U.S. Open. So it'll be be a good one to see between Korda and Paul first round there in San Diego.
Chad, I'm looking forward to that Nick Monroe-Dominic Kupfer match.
Absolutely.
Against Simone Bolelli and Maximo Gonzalez.
I've heard it's first up out of the gate. Is that
Tune in
true?
On Monday.
I think it's 1 a.m. Eastern today, right? You go straight from the show.
Yeah.
Time for the social net here. A happy 40th birthday to Serena Williams. Happy birthday, Serena.
40 years young, Serena, still going strong. And it's just fantastic. We're so lucky to still have her out there playing. Hopefully she will get healthy, be able to start next year. But for now, she can enjoy her birthday with her family. I'm sure Olympia's there, giving her lots of hugs and kisses.
You better believe Venus is there as well. So 40 is the new 20, I heard, you know. So I'm sure she's feeling great, and she'll be happy to get back on the court. But happy 40th, Serena.
Nick, this one's going to happen for you next year, the big 4-0. Achanda's like a permanent 29, but I can tell you,
there you go.
That when you turn 40, life only gets better.
It starts
at 40. Come on, guys.
Like fine wine, Steven. We like wine.
We do. All varieties. Happy birthday, Serena. We are looking at Team Europe getting set to go. All they need to do, win one match to close out the Laver Cup. For the fourth straight time, Sasha Zverev looking to back up his big talk. Casper Ruud did his part on day one. We'll be right back.
It's a brand new event, a whole new format, something we've never seen before.
Too big, too strong, too fast, and simply too good. Roger Federer claims the Laver Cup.
Laver Cup 2018.
These matches, every single one of them, incredible spine-tingling stuff.
Team Europe goes back-to-back.
Down to the wire, and Team Europe wins the Laver Cup for the third year in a row.
The score right now, 11-1 for Team Europe. So, it starts for Team World in doubles. Riley Opelka, Denis Shapovalov, win or go home situation against Andrei Rublev and Alexander Zverev. Then it'll be Felix Auger-Aliassime against Zverev. If necessary, Medvedev against Schwartzman and Tsitsipas Isner to close it out if Team World can get the first three matches of the day. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We'll start with the doubles. It all begins with Riley Opelka teaming up with Denis Shapovalov. Now, this is the first time they're playing together. Rublev and Zverev, they actually played doubles a couple times. They made the quarterfinals in Canada a couple years ago. So what's the strategy here?
I think the biggest thing for Team World is you got to put Shapo on the deuce side returning. He really struggled on the ad side when he was playing with John Isner in their first match, and I think that affected his confidence. He didn't make a lot of returns early on in the match, and then he started feeling not as comfortable with the net, not as comfortable on the serve. So you got to put him on the deuce side where he's comfortable, and then he'll be able to bring his flair to the match. And so with that, and then Riley Opelka is going to serve big, and if they can do that, they got a chance.
So deuce side, Chanda, that means you got forehands both inside.
Yeah.
You got the lefty Shapo.
Yeah, and you can understand for Shapovalov, he likes that inside-out forehand. Mm. You know, he can hook it wide, but inside-out, especially on returns, when you get kind of hung up or caught, you know, you want to go with your comfortable shot. So I think that's a good point. It'll be interesting to see for Shapovalov how well he volleys. That was an area in the first doubles he kind of struggled in, but in his singles, he took on the challenge of coming in. He had some real success against Medvedev in that area. I think that should help. But it's also the pressure. I mean, they have got to win this match right out of the gate. That's not easy. First matchup against a team as solid as Rublev and Zverev. So we'll see how they handle the nerves and the moment and whether they can execute when they have the opportunity.
Who are you attacking at the net, Rublev or Zverev? Who's more vulnerable?
I think Zverev is a bit more vulnerable. He's the one who kind of backs up the net. I mean, they both do in general, but Zverev a little bit more. But also, Zverev, after he was made that comment that they will not lose another match after Isner and Shapo won their doubles match that first day. So maybe the pressure's on Zverev a little bit, right? Because if Zverev will win this match, then, you know, it came to fruition.
Yeah,
he said.
You got to go right at the belly.
Yeah, you got to go right at the belly.
You got to go right at him. Yeah. Just let him know, win or lose, I see you.
I see you. By the way, so if Team World wins, then Zverev is right back on the court taking on Felix Auger-Aliassime. And Chanda, Felix just beat him at Wimbledon this year.
Yeah, but that tells you they don't expect to have to play that singles match. So even more reason to go at Zverev. But, you know, I think it'll be interesting to see for Felix. He was so close in his first match against Berrettini. Had played such good tennis overall. I think got a little tight in the clutch moments. You know, he's going to have to bring it, Felix Auger-Aliassime. He's going to have to be confident, use his forehand. This court, it's a little bit slower, so it has favored the more consistent player. So I think Auger-Aliassime, he's going to have to execute, give himself a little more space in those big moments, and keep hitting, keep pumping those balls in.
No, absolutely. And I think that Zverev's going to try to attack the forehand of Felix, because Felix's forehand, that's the shot that can go off on him. But again, just for Zverev, he's been playing so well. He's serving big. And on this slower court, he's able to serve big and just rifle backhands around the court. So it'll be a tough task for Felix.
All right. But if he gets it done, then we move on to match three. And we've got Diego Schwartzman, who has to beat the number two player in the world in Daniil Medvedev, who yesterday, Chanda, looked like he could be number one in the world.
Yeah, he played fantastic. And then you hear he didn't even hardly practice coming into that match. He got better as the match went on. That's part of the confidence that Medvedev is bringing to his tennis right now. That would be another tough task for Schwartzman, who did play well, who has kind of raised his level from where he's been over the last month or so. So, you know, you get down, you battle. And at the end of the day, I think with Schwartzman mentality, with how he fights, you know, he's a guy, one of those guys you want battling for the house when it's all said and done, just because of the heart he brings to it. So if they get to that stage, who knows? Anything could happen.
Yeah, and with the slow court, again, it helps Schwartzman a little bit. But I got to be honest, I'm just going to feel bad for a little Diego against Medvedev. I mean, Medvedev played incredible, incredible yesterday. I could beat anybody in the world, that's for sure.
The crowd wants to get behind Team World. I mean, they've seen the Bruins, 2013, come back against the Maple Leafs. They've seen the Red Sox, 2004. The countdown to day three at the Laver Cup. Can Team World make the ultimate comeback? Game on.